The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey, welcome back to Shill Kill, where I pair a crypto and a crime together at the same time. So today I'm talking about AVAX and the Avalanche blockchain, and also the Jody Arias case, important details about both, in a unique fusion of finance and mystery. But before I do, please like and subscribe. Come back for more, because I'll have more for you. So let's do this. Okay, so I'm going to begin here today with AVAX and Avalanche blockchain. Currently a top 15 project in all of crypto, trading around $22 a share. But about 2 years ago, it was over $100 a share, and some have said it could be $300, $500, and maybe that's the case in a great market of the future with $5 trillion market cap for crypto, $10 trillion or more, who knows? But something to pay attention to. And it's also something I consider to be a consolidator of blockchains, meaning that I kind of see blockchain as the search engines of 20 years ago. 20 years ago, we had Google and we had 500 other search engines that people were using. Fast forward into the future, and it's just Google, the dominant player, and a few others. So I kind of see that for blockchain, how they talk about their features and benefits all the time. But some will go out of business, others to be consolidated. And AVAX, that mountain of Avalanche, which is can't move a mountain. I think it could still be there in the future. And that's kind of how I see it. So maybe in the bull run that we might have coming up soon, that it could slip into the top 10. And wouldn't that be very cool? But it is a proof of stake blockchain, which is how they run their consensus, very good, albeit they do things a little bit differently. And also, in talking about applications for the real world, let's say DeFi and working with DEXs, high throughput, scalability, low transaction fees. So you can always count on Avalanche to really just come through for what you're doing. I've never had any problem, and I love the low transaction cost. So that's great. And when I'm talking about the next segment with the Jody Arias case and what happened there in the legal proceedings, I think something like in the future, if we see another case like that, how something like Avalanche can solve a lot of problems that came up there, save a lot of time and money as well. So that's something that I'll get into. But for now, consider AVAX, something to pay attention to, something that could possibly double, not unlikely if we do get into that bull run. And will it go over $100 a share? I think that's totally possible. I'm not saying that it will, but it has before. And that's important to note. So consider Avalanche, like I said, a consolidator. Excellent partnerships, by the way. Amazon being one. It's something I would call a working giant. Some would say sleeping giant, but this project is working. So now I'm going to talk about the true crime. I'm going to talk about Jody Arias' case. I'm going to talk about blockchain as well, if we see a case like this in the future, and the difference it might bring to the table. So let's do this. So how could blockchain make a difference in true crime cases going forward? In the case of Jody Arias, which was in 2008, she murdered her boyfriend Travis Alexander in a fit of jealous rage. I wouldn't call it a love triangle, but certainly he had other girls he was stringing along, and Jody wasn't having anything to do with that. He was playing with fire, he just didn't know it. So she stabbed him multiple times in his home, slashing his throat, and even putting a bullet in his head after the fact to prove a point. Well, she had different versions of what happened. First, she wasn't even there. Next, it was a home invasion. And after that, well, she was a victim. She had to fight back. So multiple stories, multiple lies. And eventually, they got to the truth. After a long time, a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of heartache, get to the truth that she did murder him, premeditated, set up, and she just couldn't live without him or have him live without her doing the things that he was doing. So somebody had to go. And like in a love triangle, usually two people are killed in that incident, but here she took out the guy and essentially gave herself life in prison. Death was taken off the table. But from the investigative side to the legal side, a lot of time, money, and heartache. So how could blockchain like Avalanche be an asset? Well, this was in 2008, before Bitcoin was a thing, before blockchain was known, which is essentially a peer-to-peer computer network. But Avalanche is a public ledger, and therefore the information is visible for what it provides. It also has a permission-based or a private side through its subnets where information can be supplied to determined groups or different teams of people. So in the case of investigation or legal side or anything in between, that might be really helpful with evidence tracking, statement tracking, photos, anything related, and also the timestamping within the blockchain itself, which is immutable. Very helpful and very fast. So 2008 versus the future, what could happen in the future, I think it could save a lot of time, money, and heartache. Now, in the case of Avalanche as a blockchain that might be used in a scenario like this, I've said that it's a mountain, that it's not going anywhere, that it can be there in the future where other blockchains have been consolidated. But I also think that the masses can adopt blockchain through Avalanche. I think that's one of its purposes. So I think it will be a leader in having the masses adopt it. And then when you're using it in a situation like a business setting, but here, like in a court case, which is the investigative side, the legal side, and everything in between, then it's kind of a hybrid for what people are using for it right now. Typically, like with a permission blockchain, you would think of something like Hyperledger Fabric, which is enterprise level, tracking supply chain, for instance, working in healthcare systems for doctors to share information, only them through a channel. So it's permission-based, not everybody can see it. So with Avalanche, you have both the public and the private and the mass adoption. So with everything that I've mentioned in talking about true crime and talking about a case like this where so much evidence, physical evidence, statements, and then the changing of the stories, basically the lies, in trying to get to the truth, I think blockchain can help get to the truth a whole lot faster, saving a lot of time, money, and heartbreak, as I say. So I can see it being adopted, and maybe Avalanche is the solution for true crime. Because in true crime, the biggest game changer the last 5 years, genetic genealogy. Will blockchain make a difference? I think so. Well, on this video, hopefully it made a difference for you and how you think about crypto. And the case that I have, I'll have more for you. So come back for more. But on this one, I'm out. I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.